The laws of nature take precisely the same form if we replace red, white, and blue quarks with quarks in three suitable mixed states, e.g. purple, pink, and lavender. Again, in analogy with general relativity, the fact that the laws of nature are unaffected, even if the mixtures vary from place to place and time to time, makes it necessary to include a family of fields in the theory that interact with quarks, analogous to the gravitational field. There are eight of these fields. They are known as gluon fields, because the strong forces they produce glue the quarks together inside the proton and neutron. Our modern theory of these forces, quantum chromodynamics, is nothing but the theory of quarks and gluons that respects this local color symmetry. The standard model of elementary particles consists of the electroweak theory combined with quantum chromodynamics. I've been referring to principles of symmetry as giving theories a kind of rigidity. You might think that this is a drawback, that the physicist wants to develop theories that are capable of describing a wide variety of phenomena, and therefore would like to discover theories that are as flexible as possible, theories that make sense under a wide variety of possible circumstances. That is true in many areas of science, but it is not true in this kind of fundamental physics. We are on the track of something universal, something that governs physical phenomena throughout the universe, something that we call the laws of nature. We do not want to discover a theory that is capable of describing all imaginable kinds of force among the particles of nature. Rather, we hope for a theory that rigidly will allow us to describe only those forces, gravitational, electroweak, and strong, that actually, as it happens, do exist. This kind of rigidity in our physical theories is part of what we recognize as beauty. It is not only principles of symmetry that give rigidity to our theories. On the basis of symmetry principles alone, we would not be led to the electroweak theory of quantum chromodynamics, except as a special case of a much larger variety of theories, with an unlimited number of adjustable constants that could be put into the theory with any values we like. The additional constraint that allowed us to pick out our simple standard model out of the variety of other more complicated theories that satisfy the same symmetry principles was the condition that infinities that arise in calculations using the theory should all cancel. That is, the theory must be renormalizable. This condition turns out to impose a high degree of simplicity on the equations of the theory and, together with the various local symmetries, goes a long way to giving a unique shape to our standard model of elementary particles. The beauty that we find in physical theories like general relativity or the standard model